The key part of today's meeting was a discussion on the council's work to prevent child sexual exploitation, child abuse. And there was a really good debate with full cross-party support to continue what we're doing, but to make improvements. We are continuing to learn lessons from each case that comes forward, and we need to improve our preventative work that was recognised. And that is really the key bit of today's debate.
It seemed quite unanimous and quite moving speeches. What's the white paper motion that was mentioned a few times?
The white paper motion is a motion that went before council. It's a technical council term, so that's the motion that was put before council.
And are we likely to see an independent report similar to the J report in Bradford?
No, I don't think so. We've had a number of reports looking at some of the historical issues in Bradford. We continue to have our processes looked at by Ofsted and by the police watchdog. So we continue to react and deal with their recommendations. And, you know, we are continuing to improve that service. It will never be good enough, but it's got to be as good as it can be.
So are some of the actions or outcomes to go forward, would they be just ongoing?
Yeah, they're ongoing. We are looking with the police to establish a telephone line for reporting for young people. We need to continue to make sure that agencies and schools are aware of how to deal with child sexual abuse. We need to get into families and into communities to give them the confidence to be able to report incidents into the appropriate authorities and know that A, they'll be believed, and B, that the matter will be investigated. And that's where we're going at the moment.
And how far back are those things able to stretch? For example, if somebody has a historic issue, are they able to report things like that?
Yeah, we'll look at any case that is brought before us. Clearly, the older it is, the more difficult it is to accumulate the evidence that we need. But we, you know, will deal sensitively and seriously with any case that is brought to us.
And what were some of the other key points raised tonight?
Well, there was another motion that related to the problems caused by illegal travellers' sites throughout the district. And we've already been doing some work to try and strengthen our enforcement ability to move those people on. And those were the only two motions. There was a petition about school places around Ilkley and the villages around, where there's real pressure on school places, as there is in other parts of the district. And we will be taking that further at the executive, looking at ways that we might be able to resolve those problems. And there are a number of questions, as there always are, from elected members raising issues of importance to them and their constituents.
Can you reiterate the key points of your feminist speech earlier?
I've said several things which are really important. One is that if we're going to deal with child sexual abuse, which is overwhelmingly conducted by men, we've got to begin to challenge misogynist attitudes in men, and especially the way in which the attitudes towards women are, both the putting them on a pedestal stuff about treating them like little princesses, and also the treating them like, I think I said, there was another bit in my speech I didn't do, which I'll give you, which is said we need to stop just treating them as wives and whores and actually start seeing them as fellow members of the human race. And I think to a certain extent that's an opportunity for us to do it. I mean, we can have robust arguments and we can make all the allegations and accusations we normally do, but in the end, men have got to start challenging misogynist attitudes in their fellow men, because otherwise we're not going to deal with child sexual abuse in the long term. In the short term, lots of other stuff we can do.
And how much of child sexual abuse is a woman's problem in terms of statistically how many survivors are men?
Certainly when we're talking about exploitation of teenage young people, then overwhelmingly we're talking about the exploitation of girls, which isn't to belittle the exploitation of young men as well. I do think we actually need to, absolutely as men, need to start challenging other men about their attitudes towards women, because it's not acceptable.